There's six people on the boat. There's Amos from West Papua, Sam from Kenya, and five from New Zealand, and three Australians.
When do you expect to arrive in Indonesian waters?
Any time in the next 24 hours. We're about 50 nautical miles from the Indonesian border.
What do you expect it to happen when you do reach Indonesian waters?
Well, we're hoping we'll be able to enter into some negotiations with them. We're hoping that we can communicate with them via UHF radio and at least talk to them and see what their response is. We have a list of demands we're going to present to them and, yeah, see what they say.
It's probably not likely, though, from what has been said in the past, that they will just allow you to come and come ashore in West Papua. In fact, Indonesia said that you're going to face 5 years in prison for violating their immigration laws. Are you all prepared for that eventuality?
We are, yes. We've known that has been on the cards for quite some time, and we have a legal team, and we also have some people doing some high-level negotiations in Jakarta as we speak. We're just hanging on in there until we hear from them.
So what kinds of high-level negotiations? Who are they speaking with?
Jacob Rombiak, he's the Foreign Minister for the Federated Republic of West Papua's interim government. He's been talking to officials in Jakarta. We haven't heard back in the last kind of 30 hours to know what's all that, but yeah, we're sitting tight until we hear from him.
5 years in an Indonesian jail, if those high-level talks do fall through, that's a pretty tough sentence to be facing. What are you feeling at the moment?
Surprisingly, morale is quite good on board. I think there's, you know, an undercurrent of nervousness, but so far the mission has been a success and we've managed to draw a lot of attention to the situation in West Papua by doing this. So, you know, if they do turn us back, then that's something we'll have to deal with. Hopefully we can negotiate something without being arrested and serving time. We've got mechanisms in place for dealing that if anything does arise.
Will it have been worth it if you are turned back?
Certainly, yes. During the whole journey, the Freedom Flotilla, which started in Lake Eyre on July 20th at Lake Eyre, that was the start of this journey. And over the journey, we've met many people and we've raised a lot of media attention and we've gained a global following. And so throughout this whole process, I feel like it's been a massive success already, just because there's a lot of people around the world who didn't even know where West Papua was, and now it's definitely on the map, and it's definitely an issue that's being talked about, and that was one of our main objectives.